Tuesday, November 18th, 2014, and here are the stories we're covering this week. NVIDIA has released the beta version of a huge update to their Linux drivers. The U.S. government is reportedly collecting cell phone data using devices aboard their aircraft. Russia's presidential library wants to create a replacement for Wikipedia. A five-year-old boy is now a Microsoft-certified professional. Thursday's World of Warcraft expansion has been laden by server bugs. And Facebook's new messenger service reaches 500 million users. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Operation Christmas Child is one of the great stories that's unfolding in our lifetime.
We are only seeing just the beginning of this project. And these children will change the world.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories from the Category5.tv newsroom. A new NVIDIA beta Linux driver has been released, and this is one of the biggest updates in a long time. There are so many improvements in the driver that it's hard to pick out the most important ones. For example, the VP8 video streams, usually found in internet browsers, are now played through the NVIDIA GPU. NVIDIA Settings is now available to take advantage of GTK+3. The performance has been increased measurably, and the limit on the maximum number of OpenGL frame buffer objects has been removed. While only in beta, if you aren't afraid to break your system, you've got to give NVIDIA's 346.16 beta drivers a try. According to the Wall Street Journal, devices that gather data from millions of mobile phones are being flown over the U.S. by the government. The Dirtbox devices mimic mobile phone tower transmissions, and handsets transmit their location and unique identity data back, the report claims. While they are used to track specific suspects, all mobile devices in the area will respond to the signal. The Wall Street Journal said it had spoken to sources familiar with the program who said Cessna aircraft fitted with dirt boxes were flying from at least 5 U.S. airports. The U.S. Justice Department refused to confirm or deny the report. That is the scariest news story I have heard in a long time, Robbie.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of data could be collected beyond your location information and whatever communications?
But to me, that's enough. To me, just knowing that if you carry a cell phone on you, you can be tracked no matter where you are.
That's true.
That is enough of a breach of, I don't know, privacy and individual freedom.
And maybe I've been watching too much Person of Interest, but could that data now be transmitted to other devices for surveillance? Because if I know your location by GPS tracking or by cellular tracking, triangulation, or whatever is being used, am I able to then pinpoint the surveillance camera? Because we know that governments are, you know, known to install surveillance cameras at traffic lights and things like that. So could they activate the one where you're walking? This is completely theoretical and almost conspiracy theorist. But
wow.
You wonder if...
I love the fact that they're calling them dirt boxes.
Dirt boxes.
Yeah, because that's exactly what it feels like. It is like just a little bit of a spy tactic. Anyhow, Russia is planning an alternative version of Wikipedia, the country's presidential library has said. A statement said the initiative is aiming to provide better information about Russia than is currently available on Wikipedia. Analysis has shown that Wikipedia does not have enough detailed and reliable information about Russian regions and the life of the country, it said. Some 50,000 books and documents had been collected to portray Russia objectively and accurately. Given Russia's recent political issues, I wonder if this is sort of a la North Korea, where some of the information may be skewed.
A little bit, eh?
Yeah.
he's looking at you kind of funny there. I'd be intimidated if I was you right now.
I have a Russian name, so maybe I'll just blend into the background.
Can I just say, Okay, if it really was about Wikipedia, do you not understand what Wikipedia is? It's a community-driven project of knowledge. So if there was information there that was inaccurate, then that information could be edited by the public, and then it goes through the, you know, if it's found to be accurate, then it stays up. If it's found inaccurate, they'll ask for cited sources, and so on and so forth. Wikipedia, that's how it works. That's why it's such a great platform, because you kind of think that it's fairly accurate with regards to the information that it has. It's the world's it's the world's encyclopedia, really.
It's not accurate enough for Russia. Russia's not.
Is it an accuracy thing, or does the whole idea, the whole concept, like you say, sounds like censorship to me?
Yeah, it's a matter of perception, right? So Russia wants you to perceive them differently than how others claim, I guess, Russia is. So,
okay.
I don't know. But in better and far more awesome news, a boy from England has become the youngest computer specialist in the world. Ian Quershi is now a Microsoft certified professional after passing the tech giant's exam when he was just 5 years old. The test is usually taken by people who want to become IT technicians. Ian, now six, whose father is an IT consultant, has set up his own computer network at home. He told the BBC he found the exam difficult but enjoyable and hopes to set up a UK-based tech hub one day. Ian, who lives in Coventry with his parents, says he hopes to launch a UK-based IT hub similar to America's Silicon Valley one day, which he intends to call E-Valley. I will tell you, I will happily work for him one day. Wow.
Amazing.
5 years old. Jeez.
Kid's got to clean up the room, though. I mean, that network just looks like a bomb, man. You've got collisions happening and so on and so forth.
Clean up your toys.
Just saying. But brilliant. I mean, 5 years old and the kid has passed the test.
I'm trying to remember what I was doing at 5 years old, and I'm pretty sure it was learning how to read.
Yeah, true enough.
And have here to be... he is, the world's youngest certified programmer.
Way to go.
Awesome.
Way to go.
World of Warcraft subscribers are suffering crashes and long waits to start playing after its new expansion pack became the latest video game to suffer computer server faults. Developer Blizzard has published a series of blogs since Thursday detailing efforts to fix the problems. These included making servers in Europe unavailable for nearly 5 hours on Saturday to upgrade the hardware. One company watcher said it was surprising given Blizzard's experience. Warlords of Draenor, which went on sale on Thursday, is the fifth expansion to World of Warcraft's 10-year-old fantasy role-playing game. It provides access to a new orc-controlled planet called Draenor. A spokesman for Blizzard said, "While the majority of our players are able to play, we're very sorry that many are stuck in queues before they're able to get in due to a combination of demand and the mitigating measures we've taken." So if you are a World of Warcraft player, just, I guess, hang tight. They're working on things.
That would be a bit of a logistical nightmare if you were to sell a product and your servers weren't able to keep up. Can't imagine. Especially MMORPGs these days where they've got thousands of people connecting all at once to the servers. And
I know the frantic nature that people get into when they're wanting to play a game and they can't. I mean...
I set aside the time. If I'm going to play a game, I've got to find a day where I can set aside an hour and actually do it.
Right. I mean, in my experience, my boyfriend plays Dark Souls. Mm-hmm. And when he does, if the servers crash at the time that he's trying to play, he can't enjoy his downtime.
Yeah,
and
right.
And then it gets aggravating. So hang in there, World of Warcraft players.
Hang in there, folks.
So, social networking giant Facebook said its new messaging service has more than 500 million users worldwide. Users of the separate messenger app have more than doubled from 200 million in April, the company said. Facebook had faced a backlash after it announced it would be forcing users to download the app to send private messages to friends over the main Facebook service. Users started being pushed to download the app, launched in 2011, in July. that is probably the reason it's reached 500 million users, right?
Yeah, I'll
Robbie?
Say you can't really brag if you know you've tied everyone's hands and forced. I don't know about you, but I can't stand the darn thing, and I can't get rid of the darn thing because I use it for communication. Like, just give me back Facebook where I could communicate through Facebook.
I actually am not one of the 500 million users.
Really? How'd you do that? We'll talk after the show. Because I'll tell you what, every time I've got an older phone, and it's not super, super fast, but it's cheap. I pay $6 a month for it, and that's fantastic. I love that. We've talked about it on the show, and it's on my blog, baldnerd.com, how I did that, why I did that. But as an older phone, slightly older, it works just fine. But if you've got two apps to do the one thing, it's taking resources. So I've got Facebook up and somebody messages me and all of a sudden it brings up this other app. And then I've got a task over and then it freezes and crashes and says Messenger has stopped responding.
Right.
That's really annoying.
The Facebook app will not work for messaging. However, Facebook in your browser will still allow messages back and forth.
Oh, you hacker you.
Yes.
All right.
So there you go. You don't have to be one of the 500 million.
There you go.
For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit the Category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis. And speaking of the Category5.tv newsroom, we are looking for something a little less cliche than the news desk. So if you have ideas about possible backdrops and foreground, where you'd like to see me, maybe on a planet, maybe under the sea, maybe on a nice beach somewhere, send in your suggestions.
You can send them to live at category5.tv. I think maybe a spaceship with like some kind of metallic desk in front of you instead of the kind of traditional newsroom desk. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think if we got you props, you could you've got lights and buttons that you'd have to push?
Oh, that would be fun.
Kind of neat.
I'd like that. We could do a little bit of like a Linux like proper and do all the different distros. Like, is that what they're called? Distros?
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, do those in the background, like different, and then I could sort of be in it. We could do a little talk about what each one is.
Put you in Linux.
Yeah, in Linux.
As a space. If Linux was a place,
yeah.
Sasha lives there.
Exactly.
I'd
be in Sasha in Linux land. Yeah.
Nice. We love the green screen and being able to do things like, you know, wave your hand or something there, Sasha. And now, boom, she's sitting at the desk outside.
Oh, yes.
Right? And that's what it actually looks like. Oh, don't put your hand outside of the frame, though.
Oh, I didn't know.
That's the only catch. But
yes.
That's all done through Chroma Key green screen in Telestream One Wirecast. So it looks something like this. And when I bring up the shot, let's see. So we've got Snowfall. There's Sasha. Let's turn off Chroma Key. And that's actually what we're seeing here. So when her hand got outside of the shot, it's because it's just on the edge of that green screen. So we can pull that off. We can turn the Snowfall off. We can put it on. And all these things are done live in real time through Telestream Wirecast from cat5.tv/wirecast. And it's fantastic. And being able to do that is awesome. We do that through the hardware, the green screen hardware that we got at tubetape.com, but get it at cat5.tv/green. And when you use that link, that's another way that you can support the show. But they got some amazing deals, especially leading up to Christmas. They've got some blowout prices for you, and you can get your own green screen set. But as Sasha says, we want to do something a little bit different with our newsroom. And if you've been enjoying the Category5.tv newsroom through Season 8, I'd encourage you to get your ideas in live at Category5.tv. Sorry, I took over, Sasha. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just reading in the chat room. I was just reading some of the suggestions.
Oh, okay.
So,
Any good ones?
Goats.
Lots of good ones.
Goats was one of them. Penguins was another.
Penguins and goats.
Penguins and goats.
Can we have goats that scream like humans?
Wait.
That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, there's those.
Oh, it's been done.